Wanda Caraway, and my guest today is my friend Tammy Faye Baker Mechner and her husband Roe. She's a TV evangelist, talk show host, a light unto the world. Stay tuned, we'll be right back with more with Tammy. Welcome, Tammy Faye and Roe.
Hello, how are you doing today?
Yeah.
Right. I wanted to tell you, Tammy and Roe, I miss you so much.
This week.
When you were in Houston, I was so excited being a part of your TV show in Houston.
Yeah.
And seeing Roe there helping you make that fudge and everything up there on TV and all the fun we had together.
We had some good times, didn't we, Wanda?
Yes, we sure did.
I miss it a lot.
Yes, and I wanted to tell you, Tammy, you truly have been an inspiration in my life. I don't know if you knew this or not, but many times when you were on PTL, I was going through some real challenges in my life. And one day, I turned on the TV, and
we need to hang this up too.
Singing, "You Can Make It." And I want to thank you because you truly have been an inspiration in my life. And through all the challenges, it was strengthened to me, and I know you have been to many others.
Well, Wanda, the "You Can Make It" message is a message that I really, truly believe in. I believe that if it's applied to anyone's life, it can work.
I agree with you.
I don't think there is anything impossible if your attitude is right. You know, I think attitude is the most important thing in the world when it comes to living in this world. And it's not what happens in our lives; it's our attitude toward what happens. And my husband, when sometimes if I get grumpy, my husband will say to me, "Honey, you need an attitude adjustment." But I think when we change our attitude towards what's happening to us and face it with a positive look rather than a negative outlook, I think we can get through anything and get through it in victory.
That's exactly right. With Christ, all things are possible. You know, God gives us the mind of Christ and the wisdom of God.
Well, it's a choice. You know, life is a series of choices. We make a choice whether we're going to get up in the morning or we're going to stay in bed. And the next choice we make is what we're going to wear, or what we're going to get dressed for all that day. You know, life is just a series of choices. And I believe the choices we make daily affect our lives permanently. And so, we just need to make sure that we make good choices. And if we do happen to make a poor choice, that God will turn it around and help it to become a choice that will work out.
That's right. You know, like what's happened with you. You have truly, a lot of people have watched your life. Been a celebrity, and I know, Tammy, there's been headlines that were very negative since the PTL and collapsed, and I know that your divorce in 1989 from Jim Baker, and would you tell all the listeners, there's a lot of people out there don't know that you are very happily married to Roe now, and they're wondering how you come through this. Can you tell them, how did you come through all this with all the challenges that you've had?
Well, first of all, let me say hello to the listeners. I'm so happy to be in your homes today. This is really nice for me to be with you again. The way I face my challenges is every single day I just give myself to the Lord. Every day I wake up, I say, "Lord, I belong to you, and I trust you with me." And so no matter what happens during that day, I believe that it is allowed by God. Now, I think that, you know, we blame the devil on so many things that aren't even his.
Huh?
We blame the devil for a lot of things that we create ourselves, you know. And a lot of messes we get into ourselves, we blame the devil. And it's really just poor choices that we've made. And so I ask the Lord to help me make good choices that day. And I ask him to help me face the day with a positive attitude. And all day long, I talk to the Lord. And I think, you know, I don't pray all day long. It's not a prayer. It's just I talk to God in my heart, just like I would talk to my husband or talk to people out on the street. And I talk to him when I'm in my car. I talk to him when I'm doing my housework. I bring God into my daily life every single day. He's as much of my life as my kids are or as my husband is. God is that much of a part of my life. And I think that's very important that we become a friend to God. Because it's one thing to know about God and know about Jesus Christ. but it's another thing to know him. And I feel like I know him deep in my soul, and that I can trust God so that whatever happens, I live, eat, sleep, walk,
what I was saying is, you know, we don't hate our life,
we're
going to get it good.
Those that love the Lord, those that are the
Lord,
in this service, and I claim that every day of my life.
Yes.
Whatever happens that day, I
set it up for a promo deal where we get paid.
The thing where people make their biggest mistake is when they look back.
That's it. For advertising. Don't tell them it's a money making, it's a promo. I do a promo where people pay me for. That's what you got to say. I do this all the time.
What happened yesterday is yesterday. Now we have a brand new chance for today, and we need to take that chance.
So listen, I need to do this promo. Actually, it don't cost us nothing. We make a little on it. But we need to do this to get in the market down here. That's it. How do you want to make sure you say no? Say no.
By believing the lies that I felt,
you know what I mean?
That I knew were lies, and they believe the lies of the media against them and against
anyone. I mean, it's the same thing. I want some of these
businesses
and I gave them 20%
off. It's terrible that people who have been with us for so many years, Jim and I were on the air 25 years, we face those people every day. And then to have people so readily digest the lies that the media and Jerry Falwell concocted up, it was very sad to me. I mean, it was the saddest thing in my whole life, and it could have killed me had not my faith been in God and not in people.
Well, you know, I was reading recently, you're so right, Tammy, and we have to go on. And one good thing has happened. I was reading recently that good things are happening with Jim, that he, a businessman, had bought a 1,500 acres near Florida there, and that he was going to have a studio and go on with his life. So that's the beautiful part about that, that he's gone on with his life. And I saw you and Ro together. And by the way, I saw you on Larry King Live, and y'all look so good. Hello, Ro, how are you?
He's in there working. He works every day in the kitchen.
He's in the kitchen working. Well, it's just, you know, I could see how happily married you were, Tammy. And
well, God is such a good God. He is such a good God, Wanda. And he will help us to move on and move forward no matter what happens in our life.
That's right. And I was talking with Ro, and I also was on the news that he was undergoing treatments for cancer. How is he doing now?
He is doing just fantastic. In fact, Ro is really believing God to heal him. He has prostate cancer. And Ro, every single day for an hour, goes out, sits out, not for to reach the word. He's really believing God to heal him from his prostate cancer. And of course, you know, I just went through cancer also. I just went through colon cancer, and God has just...
colon cancer.
They took out 14 inches of my colon, and they got all the cancer. It was in 2 lymph nodes, but they told me that they got it all, and I feel God has totally healed me, too. And people might say, well, how can God heal you when you went and got an operation? And I feel
wonderful.
That doctors sometimes to heal us, too, and that people should never...
Huh?
Yeah.
Open for. Yeah, it's I think it's on my computer.
Yeah.
But I know what you want me to do with it.
They're very health conscious, and you had mentioned to me that you were on herbs and that you were doing.
Because I don't know. I mean, it's just mumbling.
I need you to take the picture from
when you ever have time, I'm sitting here.
Pull it up right now and I'll show you.
No, I'm recording right now. Why do you want
to
fix it up?
It needs to have some color in it.
Yeah, but you cannot
What happened to your show? Why did you leave?
Well, because of my cancer. I loved our show. We had a really fun show. We had the Day of Family show. And we were, I did the show, for, three months, and then found out I had cancer. And I felt like my health was more important than entertainment. And so I felt like I needed to leave the show and have my operation. And I felt, too, wanted that if I only took a sabbatical from the show, that I would rush too quickly to get back to it, because that's just the kind of person I am. And it would have been a very damaging thing to my health. And the doctors feel like I shouldn't do anything for 6 months as far as getting back into doing a lot of things again. And so I felt like they needed to go on with the show, so they hired another lady, but I don't know if the show is going to be continued.
So you don't feel that you'll go back then on the show?
No.
Well, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more with Tammy Faye, and we're going to talk about her new book that she has coming out.
What's that? What's that?
We have Tammy Faye. Tammy, we were talking about your talk show that, and also you have been inspired to write a new book. Tell me about your new book that you've written, Tammy Faye.
Well, the new book is being published by Random House. And I was asked to write the book. I always said I never would, Wanda. I didn't want to write a book. I didn't want to relive the terrible hurt and the terrible agony that we went through with the loss of CPL. And then they asked me to write the book, and I kept feeling like, you know, history has written what happened at CPL so wrongly. And I felt like our CPL partners deserved to know the truth. I felt like my children and my grandchildren deserve to know the truth. And I wrote the book in hope that I could change the history book as to what happened.
So, is your book complete now?
Yes, the book is complete. It will be out in October. I will be doing a book tour, starting in October. And we get rewrites on it. I have rewritten it probably four times, one, because I want to make sure that I don't get anything wrong in the book. I want to make sure that it was correct. It's been, 10 years ago since we lost the deal, and I wanted to make sure that my memory served correctly and everything that I wrote down.
I know, it looks like they already used. Robert?
He did not do what the paper said, and I believe him.
Yes, Tina, how are you?
He became a victim of his own lack of
good
confidence, and because of his lack of self-confidence, he turned the ministry over to people who I feel were not as capable as he was of running it.
Well, your husband, Roe, they were great friends,
yes.
And I know that I'm sure that God has the wound there is healed now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So,
Roe did do good there. I feel from just knowing him myself that he did a lot of good.
Uh-huh.
Roe is a wonderful man. He built some of the buildings using a lot of his own money. And I did not really know Roe during those years. I just knew that every time another building went up, it was Sylvester who was responsible.
I felt
that we got away from our first calling. I felt our first calling was to and to see souls saved. And I felt like we got away from our first calling and got into more of the building part and, you know, than the ministry part. And that was very hard on me.
Well, Tammy, on all the bad headlines and everything there, but what's happened now with PPL? Is it still, is there anyone there? What's actually?
Well, it's kind of a ghost town, which is very sad. My daughter still lives on the grounds of PPL. And it's very sad to go back there because it's a ghost town. It's used now for conferences and things like that. But when you walk in, see no one there anymore. And you know, I think PPL will never be anything again because it was built for a certain purpose. It was, you know, and it was built for the PPL partners, and it was built to minister the gospel. And I feel that it will never
let me get
because it was built for that one.
Well, you have grandchildren now. Tell us about that.
Yes, I have two wonderful grandchildren.
So when he cut them off, you know, the Americans don't get no check. Sharon, I didn't tell finish telling you a story. Sharon said, when we don't get a $14,500 check today,
right,
the new place, there's no delivery. He's not hearing the new place for a week.
Yeah.
7 days, that's it. You don't pay in 7 days, you're out.
Tammy, I have received something from you in the mail about your info commercial and all your new, you have a new audio tapes that you can prosper in the truth and you can choose the life you deserve and you can live and thrive in the present as we have discussed in the interview. And lighten your life with laughter.
I think that is so important.
You know, every day I get up and I say, God, I thank you for today. Today is a wonderful day. And put people in my life today that you want to bless. And I know.
Yes. And you know, I think everyone that God brings into our life is someone special. I don't care if it's the garbage man or I don't care if it's the milkman or who God brings into our life. I think everyone that he brings into our life is special and adds a new dimension and a new delight to our lives. I really do.
Yes.
My new infomercial also contains, it contains, you know, 4 audio tapes. And you were talking about the 4 audio tapes that you can just put in your car when you go to work and stick them in your, you know, in your player in your car, your tape deck, and listen to them and hopefully, you know, learn how to live for that day. Learn how to lighten your load of laughter. Learn how to love yourself.
Good.
Learn
all happy.
To forgive people.
It's a beautiful child, that's for sure. Did she clean it?
Get this.
Well, it's real simple. Just write Tammy Faye Messner, M-E-N.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Bye-bye. Any comments made by the hosts and our guests are not necessarily the opinions of WTN, the producers, the sponsors, or this station.